What's up, y'all? It's Olivia here.
Did you seriously just say y'all?
Yeah, bro. Got a problem, bro?
Please stop. You're embarrassing me.
Shush up, Daniel. No one asked for your input.
Who's Daniel? My name's Taylor.
No. Your new name is now Daniel.
But my name is not Daniel.
I don't care. Now listen to me. Your new name is now Daniel.
Fine, whatever. What are we here to talk about anyway?
Today, we are going to talk about ozone layer depletion.
What is that?
Something very, 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 very bad.
Well, that tells me a lot.
Oh, I know it does.
I'm about to leave.
What? Why? You can't.
I'm here to get back to my college, not to listen to you gamble on about complete nonsense.
So, I should get right to the bone then?
Bone? Noah, never mind. Yes, please get right to the bone.
Ozone layer depletion is a problem because it increases the amount of ultraviolet radiation that reaches Earth's surface, which increases the rate of skin cancer, eye cataracts, and immune system damage.
Wow, that was a mouthful.
I got to the point, didn't I?
I suppose.
Exactly.
What caused ozone layer depletion?
A couple of different things, matter of fact.
Like what?
One thing is cow gas.
Cow gas?
Cow farts.
What?
What I just said. Cow farts.
Ew, what do you mean?
If you were to look on the map and look at the states with a lot of farms, you would see that the temperature is a lot hotter there than most other states. It's more dangerous there.
Dang, cow farts? I would have never guessed.
Wait. There are other causes too.
Please continue on then.
Ozone layer depletion is also caused by manufactured chemicals, especially manufactured halocarbon.
Anything else?
Yes.
Then go on. I don't have all day here.
Geez, do you want the facts or not?
Don't start with your attitude. I'm not in the mood.
I can easily have you out of my studio in a blink.
Bet you won't.
Get out.
Wait, no, I was kidding.
Get out.
No.
I will throw you out of this room myself.
Bet.
Get in here.
Fine.
May I continue on now?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
Well, it's also caused when astral spray cans and refrigerants are released into the atmosphere.
What are the effects?
I already said this.
Well, I didn't copy it down, so could you please say it again?
I suppose some effects are skin cancer, eye cataracts, and immune system damage.
Okay, thanks.
No problem, bro.
Can we stop this?
We can't.
What?
Calm down. I was just kidding.
Jeez.
We need to lower down on chemicals.
That's all?
I'm pretty sure.
What can we do for ourselves so we don't get any of the effects?
You can seek shade, wear protective clothing, sunglasses, and sunscreen.
But then I won't look cute.
Do you want cancer?
No.
Then zip it.
Fine. Well, I need more info, so keep going.
I have another effect I just remembered.
Go on.
Volcanic eruptions affect our ozone layer a lot.
That's important. Too bad we can't prevent that.
So, do you just want random facts now?
Please.
Well, one atom of chlorine can destroy more than 100,000 ozone molecules.
Dang.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Alright, shoot.
What is ozone?
Ozone is a colorless gas found in the upper atmosphere of the Earth.
Does ozone layer depletion just affect people?
No, it affects plants also.
Oh, okay. What does the ozone do for us?
The ozone protects us from the sun's very harmful rays.
You haven't answered my question from 3 minutes ago.
Oh, what was it?
What is ozone layer depletion?
Ozone layer depletion is simply the wearing of the amount of ozone in the stratosphere.
That's why we need all the protective stuff. The sun is starting to get to us.
You finally understand.
Well, no duh.
Moving on.
This is really bad.
I told you.
I could die.
Calm yourself. The ozone should be completely healed by the 2030s.
You could have started with that.
Nah,
So I will be okay.
Yes, sadly.
Well, I am out. Peace.